And let's set this next business story to music, Maestro? Music for lounge lizards everywhere. That's Cy Coleman's Playboy's theme from the 1960s Playboy TV shows. Playboy Enterprises dropped a bombshell earlier this week, by which we mean they made a business announcement, not that they got rid of a model. Its chief executive said the company is open to selling itself or restructuring the flagship adult entertainment magazine. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
In its heyday in the 1960s, Rick Edmonds says Playboy nailed a profitable formula.
It was a classic package. You know, it had a certain amount of nudity that was, not the most outrageous or risque thing around, but was more than you'd find in a general interest magazine. But it then had all this whole surrounding of lifestyle features and relatively ambitious content like long interviews and so forth.
Edmonds is a media business analyst for the Poynter Institute, a journalism education nonprofit. Now, Playboy faces declines in circulation and advertising and is up against competition from online porn sites. It's cut more than a fifth of its staff, and its icon, Hugh Hefner, and more recently his daughter, Christy, have left the helm. When asked in a conference call whether Playboy is up for sale, interim chief executive Jerome Kern was blunt.
Yes, we're willing to listen.
That might be for the best, says Edmonds. Because does Playboy work without its number one Playboy?
I don't know that it does. I think that Hefner himself and, kind of the whole Playboy Mansion shtick is part of the image. And even if it's a little bit of a corny image at this point, you take all that away, I'm not sure what's there.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.